and you were coming up back up to Glasgow.
To Glasgow, right. Absolutely.
So you arrive in Glasgow.
Yes.
What was the community like then?
Well, I really wasn't all that interested, first of all, because really we just circulated in the German Jewish community. We belonged to Paul Schiele's Schule, which was just up the end of Leven Street, mm-hmm. On Maxwell Road there. I mean, it was really close. But and it was turned into a mosque several years later, but nevertheless, okay. I mean, we just went high holidays in Sukkot, mm-hmm. and Pesach.
Mm-hmm. So there you are, you're back in Glasgow.
Yeah.
You've done your national service. What do you do next?
Oh, I start looking for a job. So, long and short of it was, the jobs I was offered didn't look terribly. Prospects weren't all that good. I didn't mind the initial work at all. It was just that it looked as if I'd have to be old before I get promoted. That's basically the nuts and bolts of it, okay? Mm-hmm. And that was just not, I think that was generally the way things worked. You know, you had to have seniority and you were in. So I was working for a guy and I said, after 2 weeks sorting invoices, I thought it was pretty good because this way I was getting to know the mix of products that customers wanted, right? So if I went to the farm, I'd know if he wanted such and such. Well, I ask him, what does he need this mm-hmm. as well, you know? So, I mean, I thought this was okay, and I was memorizing a lot of this stuff. And
You weren't just filing, you were absorbing the information.
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, you know, not just keep my eyes closed. I mean, why not do something with the time? My dad used to say, whenever I do something, he said, very simply, don't waste your time. You know? I mean, you could have said, use your time well. He said, that's the bottom line. Don't waste your time. So basically, if you're doing something, it doesn't matter how stupid a thing you're doing, maybe you can do it just a little, that's what he also said, whatever you're doing, maybe you can do it a little better than somebody else. Just a little better. A little bit. Okay. So when my boss came to me and said, we should really be having you do advisory work, but you look too young, you really don't have credibility.
Whereabouts in Glasgow was it? No,
it was a company out of London. It was Kilmarnock, but the company was in London.
Right.
It was BOC, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, right, okay.
So I thought, and I thought, the idea of my getting training somewhere, you know, was almost on a world basis. It wasn't as if it had to be in Glasgow. I mean, not that any country was ever mentioned, but Dad did business with Canada, with Winnipeg, you see, that's where the grain exchange was, Winnipeg. And so I always sort of thought of experience being all over the place. So anyway, so I said, how would it be if I got some experience overseas? Oh, he said, that'd be wonderful. I mean, that puts a different complexion on things. I mean, that's an experience that's mm-hmm. unique and... Mm-hmm. That might serve something that the customers might be interested in, and the knowledge itself might be of value. And he said, where? Well, I thought of anything. Quick thought, well, you know, got to be an English-speaking country, so you go Australia, America, Canada. Australia's an awful way away. I have a cousin there, only two first cousins, one of them's there. America just had McCarthyism, that's no good. I don't like that way of operating a country. In Canada, probably got the same wage scale as America, namely high, and even better, it's got big cars too, which I like. So I said, Canada. He said, where in Canada? Well, the only place I really knew was Winnipeg. So I said, Winnipeg. Oh, he said, wonderful choice, of course, the grain exchange. Would you want some references? I said, no. Okay, well, the reason I didn't want any references was I wanted to get experience on my own. I didn't want, you know, he really only got the job because, you know, they felt sorry he lost his dad when he was 17, so stuff, you know. So then I had to go to the Canadian consulate in Glasgow. And he was very helpful, a young guy. He said, we can offer you a free trip to a job in Canada. He said, that sounds pretty good. Where is it? And he says, it's in northern Manitoba. And you get a free passage and everything, and you contract for 3 years. Well, that's job security if there was one. So, well, I think all important things over for overnight, so let you know. So I came back next day, and I said, I don't know the cost of living in Canada, and I don't know exactly where Northern Manitoba is and what it is and what the social life and whatnot, you know. And I said, you know, riding in the range has a lot of appeal. It's a lot better than what I did in the Scottish Highlands with a sheep, unobedient sheepdog at my tail for 2 days, and after that he was okay, but maybe horses are smarter. But I look at the contract, you can put my name on it, but I'm not going to sign it until I get to Canada and I know what's going on. And I'll let you know a week after I get there, because by then I should have an idea what's going on. And he said, well, that's not exactly what we got in mind, but I'll pay half. And you report to the CNR people when you arrive in Winnipeg.
Who's CNR?
Canadian National Railway. They're the people that sponsored this program. Oh. Canadian National Railway. Maybe CPR, Canadian Pacific Railway, the same thing, but CNR were the ones that were... They've been colonizing Western Canada for the better part of the century. That they were the people that got people out there.
Did they have to do background checks on you?
I don't know. Maybe they did. I can't really remember. Uh-huh. I mean...
Just basically they wanted bodies to come out.
Well, yeah, and he knew I had a degree in agriculture. Yeah, yeah. And I was single, boy. So anyway, got out there. 10 days before I left, I got a letter from my father's brother who lived in Trinidad and said, he's got a cousin in Winnipeg. And maybe I should write to him. So I did. I wrote to him. And as I was leaving the house, my mother and I were taking a taxi to train station because I had a big trunk and a big suitcase. The postie, Mr. Hawthorne, came running up